It's time for more of Let's Talk EI on TalkZone.com. Here's Dr. Hank.
Well, good afternoon, and thanks for staying with us. We're back with more of Let's Talk EI. And this time we're going to have Susan Freeman with us. But before we bring Susan on, I wanted to share a couple of thoughts with you. One, if you're holding and wanting to talk to one of the guests or talk to me in terms of discussing EI, let me apologize because the segments are pretty short. What we are doing is we are having the speakers that will be at the conference just come on and share a little bit about themselves and what they're going to be presenting at the third annual conference that's scheduled for October 19th in Tampa, Florida. So we haven't been able to respond to any calls. But after this show, meaning next month's show, we'll go back to our old format whereby we'll be taking calls, sharing information, and just having general discussion around emotional intelligence. And at that time, we'll probably only have one or perhaps two guests on. So again, I apologize, but we want to get you, the listeners, the opportunity to hear who some of the speakers for the conference might be. And the only way we could do that is to sort of put them back to back and give them about 10 to 15 minutes each to just share a little information about themselves and about what they're going to be speaking on at the conference. So our next guest is Susan Freeman. Susan is the founder of Step Up Leader and author of Step Up Now, 21 Powerful Principles for People Who Influence Others. An ICF-accredited coach, Susan integrates Western corporate and entrepreneurial work experience with ancient Eastern wisdom traditions. By bridging these two worlds with her unique process, her clients move quickly and effectively through big challenges for big results. She helps leaders go from stuck to unstuck for breakthrough results. Her extensive business background includes strategic corporate marketing in London and New York, founder of successful nonprofits, and vice president of a retained executive search firm recruiting A-caliber talent. And I'm going to let her tell us what A-caliber talent looks like and maybe even sounds like. And Susan has written several books, but her new book came out earlier this year. So, Susan, first of all, welcome. Glad to have you with us. Tell us a little bit about what prompted you to write it.
Hi, Hank. It's a delight to be with you on the show today. I appreciate that warm welcome. So this book, Step Up Now, is one of the first business books. It was released in early 2012, in January. And for me, it addresses the root of the leadership crisis that is paramount in our lives, in our organizations, and in our world today. I believe that we needed a short and powerful book to outline a comprehensive path towards developing resilient leaders for the 21st century. And this is a book that is for people who aren't going to read treatises on leadership. They're busy, they're entrepreneurial, they're chief cook and bottle washer in their organizations, and they needed a complete and entire system and approach with do-it-now exercises. Okay. So that's what prompted me to write the book. One of the big things that I think makes this book unique is that I take them through the principles and the process that took me over 10 years to understand and learn and then be able to apply and practice. And once I saw this entire system and the ability to create breakthrough results for people who had the desire to influence others, I wanted to share it.
Okay. If I went to Amazon.com or one of the traditional bookstores and I went to the leadership section, I would see or find a number of books. I mean, it probably would stretch a block long in terms of leadership. So how's your book? How's your book and approach to working with leaders different?
Yeah, I love that question. So most leadership books explain explain a lot of theory, and they do give case studies, and they explain a lot of how-tos, which is, you know, important. It's as if people could simply read something and by reading it, understand it, and then put it into practice. But if this were true, every book would translate directly into improved effectiveness and superior results, which we know doesn't often happen.
They don't?
I think we've all read books that we say were transformative, yet we didn't really transform the way we are in relationship to the problems that we addressed in those books. So I think what makes my book distinctive is that it is a comprehensive, integrated process, and it's workplace friendly. So in other words, I give the theory and the case studies and the examples, but at the end of each chapter, there's a free downloadable reader guide that they can print and work through so that they are beginning to do their own excavating.
Okay.
And it is my belief that that is where the great learning takes place.
Okay. Well, the conference is around emotional intelligence, and it's about taking emotional intelligence and using it. So in what you do in terms of your topic, the path of modern leadership, meaning authenticity and transformation, do you see that being related to emotional intelligence or separate and distinct from emotional intelligence?
Oh, it's absolutely integral. And let me give you sort of the impetus for how and why I believe that is so. Leadership happens in the body. So over the last 30 years, it's consistently been demonstrated in research that was first done at UCLA that the degree to which someone is credible or to which we trust them is influenced 55% by the body language, 38% by voice tone and tempo, and only 7% by the spoken word. 7%. Let me repeat that. 93% of whether or not we build trust and credibility as leaders is communicated through the body, moods, and emotions.
Wow.
And this is where most leadership books and training leave off. So it's no wonder people are so challenged because they're focusing on the 7% rather than the 93%. So the book is completely based upon that knowledge of that information and the process that I utilize to help leaders learn to access their emotions and their moods, be able to not just access them, but shift them, utilize them in order to serve their highest purposes and goals as leaders and as influencers, and then be able to hold those emotions and moods in bodies that will permit them to take powerful action. So it's a completely integrative process.
Wonderful. Well, you know, if I'm a leader, then it seems to me that it would be an opportunity for me to, you know, maybe look into these 21 powerful principles for people who influence others. Where could I find that book? Where is it available?
Yeah, the book can be found at my website, which is www.stepupleader.com/book. If you click on that, it takes you directly to Amazon, where you can order it on Amazon in print or Kindle. It's also available in Tampa at the Barnes & Nobles in South Tampa.
Oh, fantastic. Last thing I wanted to just ask, what big opportunities do you see that help leaders transform the game that they're in, meaning using what you're doing? Are there any opportunities for leaders to become better?
Yeah. So it all starts with the strong desire that leaders and influencers have to create something different. They have to get to a place where they've decided that what they're doing or how they're doing it is not effective or is causing them so much distress that they don't want to continue in that way. And when they are open to learning new ways, then we can begin to explore how to take the ability to access the emotional, moods, and body domains transfer that over into the strategic work of visioning and execution so that each and every step that they're taking is congruent and consistent with their ability to access the highest parts of their own inner brilliance, most of which are being left on the table today. So I see a great deal of opportunity as long as we have people who are willing to engage in learning new ways.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I hope those that are tuning in and listening today go out and either get the book or go on Amazon.com and Kindle the book and be able to learn, get some things from it. Sounds really powerful. So, Susan, thank you so much for spending time with us today. I really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the conference. As we say, be well. Is it live long and prosper? Yeah, live long and prosper. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you, Hank. It's been a delight. Look forward to seeing you at the conference in a few weeks.
Thank you. And that is true. The conference is only about 3 weeks away. So if you haven't registered for the conference yet, by all means, you know, get those fingers moving. Get on your computer, the keyboard, telephone, call, register for the conference at societyofei.org. That's societyofei.org. Well, it's time for a short break. So stay with us. We'll be right back. And we're out for now.